As Egypt's economy falters, its government is trying to find relief. Officials say they're closer to securing a nearly $5 billion package from the International Monetary Fund, while announcing a $3 billion bond deal with Qatar. As much as the foreign money is welcome, Egyptians worry about the lenders' motives. Some see the IMF as too close to the interests of Egypt's former government, and they view Qatar's largesse as prompted less by neighborly goodwill than by regional ambition. Economist Magdi Sobhi Youssef.
It is the norm for anyone giving aid or support to have conditions that, in providing for the aid, allows them to exploit the country, either through political concessions or the economy.
But economists say Egypt has the potential to build itself up without selling itself out. That starts, they say, with ending the political stalemate that has put meaningful reform on hold.
To sum the subject up, as if it is an economic recipe that will solve the problem, whether it is through the fund or through something else, I believe it is a failed recipe. What is needed is political harmony between the government and the opposition.
Neither side appears to want to take the blame for cutting subsidies, one of the biggest drains on the budget. Rising bread prices have led to riots before. But economists say there are ways to close loopholes so that only the far fewer truly needy get help. Economist Omnea Helmi says that's only part of the answer.
It's not only about removing subsidies or lowering subsidies, but it's also about if people are offered or helped to have a good job with a decent salary, this would really alleviate their problem.
So too, she says, would the strategic use of aid to end foreign dependency.
When we get from the IMF the loan or from other donors, I don't want to see it all going only to finance the budget, but to other developmental projects that create jobs and improve the quality of life of Egyptians.
For all the concern about outside influence, the crumbling economy, and continuing political and security troubles, Helmi remains optimistic.
We are in a critical situation, but Egypt will not collapse. I'm confident. At the end of the day, Egyptians will make it.
It may be a minority view, as other economists worry the end of the day is still a long way off. Elizabeth Tharrett, VOA News, Cairo.